This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today hit out at the opposition leaders, accusing that they insulted the mandate of the country. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said the country wants to see that the discussion on the budget takes place in a good and meaningful manner. He added that the way the leaders of some parties commented and the way they gave speeches have insulted the House by lowering its dignity. He called upon the opposition parties to respect the mandate of the people. Quoting Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Mr. Rijiju said, "The elections are over and now the focus should be to work towards a Viksit Bharat and hold constructive discussion on the union budget." He alleged that the opposition leaders did not say anything on the budget, but they just indulged in politics and abused the Prime Minister. The Parliamentary Affairs Minister said, "The budget should be discussed in the budget session." He questioned the opposition running away from discussing the provisions in the budget made for farmers and tribal people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kargil War Memorial tomorrow. On the occasion of the 25th Kargil Vijay Diwas, he will pay homage to the soldiers who made supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. Mr. Modi will also virtually carry out the first blast of the Shinkunla Tunnel project. This 4.1-kilometre long twin tube tunnel will be constructed at an altitude of around 15,800 feet to provide all-weather connectivity to Leh. A day ahead of the 25th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Diwas, war veterans, relatives of defence personnel and local people attended a gathering at Lamochen Point in Dras to commemorate the historic win of the country in the 1999 Kargil War. War Memorial in Dras is all set to host the grand celebration of the Rajat Jayanti of Kargil Vijay Diwas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India remains committed to elevating the bilateral ties with the UK after meeting the visiting UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi last evening. Mr. Modi also welcomed the desire to conclude a mutually beneficial free trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he appreciates the priority accorded by his UK counterpart, Keir Starmer, to broaden and deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The Ministry of External Affairs said that Mr. Lammy held bilateral consultations with the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar. Both ministers reviewed the roadmap 2030 agreed between the prime ministers during the India-UK virtual summit 2021. The Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi today extended the judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till the 8th of August in connection with the excise policies case. Mr. Kejriwal faced the setback in the Central Bureau of Investigation's complaint in the case. He was produced before the court via video conference from Tihar Jail. The government has clarified that there is no proposal to discontinue NEET UG and restore state-wise entrance examinations at present amid controversies over the medical examination. This was stated by Minister of State for Education Dr. Sukanta Majumdar in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. Union Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi today demanded the resignation of Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah on the alleged Mysore Urban Development Authority scam. Mr. Joshi was talking to the media outside the Parliament House. He alleged that the Chief Minister is directly involved in the scam and the matter should be handed over to the CBI. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall over western and central parts of the country for the next 2 days. IMD said that Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra will continue to witness extremely heavy rainfall till tomorrow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the U.S. Congress in Washington, D.C. this morning. In his speech, he sought to strengthen the U.S. support, particularly for weapons supplies, amid increasing international criticism after over 9 months of conflict in the Palestinian enclave. He also mentioned a possible future partnership between Israel and Arab nations to broaden the West Asia Security Alliance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.